screen. Well, the Reformation hit, and now, for some of you that are wondering about this, I would say that, and this is not to scale, but all of this much of the Reformation is biblical. And some of you, immediately, you don't have any trouble saying part of Romanism isn't biblical, but boy, you start getting squeamish when you say that. Well, that's because of this. I want you to understand why I say that about Reformation theology. And it's another drawing that might help you learn. This is the Bible. Okay? Put a cross on it, like a lot of Bibles used to have. And Holy Bible. Here we go. So there's the Bible. And when you read the Bible, you and I read and we get conclusions from the Bible. Like this. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's how we build theology. And we can get a conclusion about God, and we can get a conclusion about Christ, and we can get a conclusion about the Holy Spirit, and about His church, and about salvation, and about ecclesiology, that's the doctrine of the church, and all those things are very true. Now, this right here is called theology or doctrine, okay? And all doctrine is to be tied back to the Bible. And so if you have biblical doctrine, you can, in any context, explain it with no theology book present. You just take the Bible and you open it up. See, in the historic early church, they did not have this notion that everything had to be so defined and deep that you can't understand it unless you have a doctorate in something. That grew. Paul reasoned with them from the what? The theology books, right? I'm sure he could have written a shelf of them. No, he reasoned with them from the scriptures. Now, there's nothing wrong with theology, and I've spent an awful lot of my life studying theology, and I have literally hundreds of theological books. But I personally believe that if you cannot explain what you believe merely from this, that you should be careful about being dogmatic about it. Because immediately you're open to this. Now watch, this is what happened and has happened since. You take this conclusion here and this conclusion here from the Bible and you make another conclusion. And then you take this conclusion and you make another conclusion. And you go like this. And you know what? A lot of those conclusions are still true. But they're no longer. This belief right here is no longer directly found in the scriptures. You can only find it by having an awful lot of pages of discussion and saying, because of this, because of this, because of this, because of this, because of this. And that's what causes great divisions between. In fact, most of the things we divide over as churches are out here, not right there. Most things, historically, are out there. And this process, this drawing conclusions from the Bible, that is called doctrine or theology. The study, actually, I should say doctrine or biblical theology. This process, when you take it this extra line, is called systematic theology. Now you say, what is systematic theology? Systematic theology is when you take the Bible and cut it all up in pieces and rearrange it in orderly manner. And there's nothing wrong with it. You have to study systematic theology. The problem is that some of these conclusions out here get so detached from the Bible, it's what's called theological drift. And right there is what most people have problems with right here. There is a portion of the Reformation doctrine that you can't find in the Bible. You can't find it unless you quote, you know, and I could name a bunch of names, you know, A.A. Hodge or Charles Hodge or you know what I mean? You have to go back. You have to go back to John Murray. You can't say Paul said it. You have to go back to Calvin himself or whoever. And so that is right here. All those things are right out here. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with them. But they are not to die for because they're not totally defined by and contained within the Word of God. Just like you can find out here a lot of stuff. You say, oh boy, beat me up. Now what's this?